As we usher out the old year, we start thinking ahead to the new one. And so this sampling of things to look forward to in 2005, an entirely random selection. We wondered what the flavors of the new year might be, and so we turned to tastemaker Julie Snarski. She's with the flavoring firm David Michael & Company in Philadelphia.
You're going to see more fruit and milk in the dairy aisle, combinations of yogurt and fruit, but also things like banana split milk, where you have the strawberry and the banana and the chocolate, plus that vanilla ice cream note that goes through it in your milk.
All in a carton.
All in a carton. Another neat thing is adding fruit flavors to conventional sodas. So if you walk in and there's a soda fountain in your fast food restaurant, they're now putting syrup dispensers next to it. And so you can add cherry or lemon to your root beer if you want to, or to your Coke.
That becomes sort of an interactive experience then.
What it's giving is the consumer control.
Well, what about solid food? We've been talking about drinks. What's on the horizon in solid food?
Things like more savory chips. Every time I go to the grocery store, I'm seeing more and more savory chips, Worcestershire sauce. You know, why can't we have a lamb stew potato chip or a shrimp scampi potato chip?
You know why? Because it sounds awful.
It does, but actually, in England, they do a roasted lamb potato chip, or potato crisp, excuse me, because it's England. And they're real. If you like lamb, they're really good.
That's Julie Snarski with the flavoring firm David Michael & Company in Philadelphia with a sense of some tastes of 2005. If each new year has a look, maybe we can find it in the design of websites. So we called James Archer with the interactive media firm 40 Media in Phoenix, and he says the look of 2005 will be what's called wicked worn.
It's kind of antiquing the site to give it a look as if it's been worn, almost like a crumpled piece of paper, or little tears, wear marks, that sort of thing. And it's something that graphic designers are modifying the sites, because that's something that hasn't been done a lot on the web. We're used to seeing websites that are very sleek and clean. And so in an effort to make things look different, they're looking to new trends and new ideas on ways to look back to print design and other resources to find inspiration for their designs.
What's old is new.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you're predicting that pure red on websites will be out, falling out of favor. What's in?
I think what we're going to be seeing is a lot of odd colors. We're going to be seeing kind of in-between shades of yellows and greens and blues, shades that we're not used to seeing, not the pure blues and greens that we have been seeing in the past several years.
What about fonts? You've made some predictions about what will be out and in. First of all, what's out?
Well, there's a very heavily used typeface called Verdana that web designers love because it's very visible and easy to read at low sizes. It's actually the typeface used on the NPR.org website.
That's right.
It's a well-designed font, but I think what's going to happen is that designers are looking for a new look, and they're probably going to switch over to something such as Arial and whatever else they can come up with to give it a new look and make it look a bit fresher, because almost every website seems to have used Verdana in the past few years.
That's James Archer with 40 Media in Phoenix with predictions about what we'll see in web design for 2005. Break out your particle accelerators. 2005 has been decreed the world year in physics. It'll be 100 years since Albert Einstein's so-called miraculous year, when he published three groundbreaking papers on things physical, specifically on the quantum nature of light, on Brownian motion to prove that atoms exist, and on special relativity, which included the world's most widely known equation.
The equation E is equal mc squared showed that very small amount of mass may be converted into a very large amount of energy.
So now, 100 years after Einstein's miraculous year, physicists like Rocky Cobb at Fermilab outside Chicago are trying to find the next big thing.
We're struggling somehow to go beyond Einstein. Einstein's remarkable achievements have made predictions that we have not yet tested. One is the existence of a type of radiation, a type of wave that's a gravitational wave. that is a disturbance in space-time that propagates through space at the speed of light. Gravitational waves should be emitted when black holes spiral together and collide, when stars explode. This is predicted by Einstein's theory, but it has never been detected. But we feel now that we're close to detecting them.
I wonder if there's some project that you're in the middle of right now that's particularly interesting that maybe would bear fruit in the next year.
One of the projects I'm involved in, along with many other physicists throughout the world, is to try to understand the weight of space itself. Einstein suggested in 1917 that empty space by itself has a mass or a weight. We call this a dark energy. In the last 10 years, astronomers have shown that there is a dark energy in space. It's trying to understand the implications of this that I'm involved with.
Well, how will the people at Fermilab be celebrating the World Year of Physics in 2005, Rocky?
Well, we'll continue to have a series of lectures and talks on the future and going beyond Einstein. We know that Einstein's theory of gravity, as far as we know, there's never been any experiment that suggests that it's not the final word on gravity. However, there are so many reasons to believe that it must be part of a larger encompassing theory. And it's the search of this theory that unites everything that's on the front burner of all of physics work.
And you sort of feel like you're teetering on the brink of some major advance, maybe.
It could be this year. Yeah, it could be 10 years from now. To find the theory of everything, you have to be pretty patient.
Physicist Rocky Cobb of Fermilab talking about one more thing to look forward to in 2005, the World Year of Physics. This will be a big year in Canada. 2005 marks the centennial of both Saskatchewan and Alberta becoming Canadian provinces. Both provinces will be visited by Queen Elizabeth this coming year, and maybe she'll be treated to Alberta's official centennial song.
Flatlands, rolling plains, clear blue skies, prairie rains, a tapestry of colors in the fall. Snow-covered mountaintops, wheat fields, canola crops, Alberta has it all.
That's Mary Kieftenbeld singing the song she wrote, that was chosen from among 335 entries and transformed in the studio to sound like this. Mary Kieftenbeld was born and raised in Alberta. She lives in the town of Rivière-Quibar and describes how she came to write her centennial song.
I'm a homemaker, and I have four children, and we live on a farm, and I was just putzing, you know, I was cooking a meal and folding laundry and doing all that stuff, and out of our west window we see fields and prairies, and I started to get really visual images of Alberta and the mountains, and all of a sudden inspiration came, and I started to write, and I wrote the first verse and the chorus, and then the song just ended, and I panicked, because that had never happened to me before.
You didn't know so what to do next, huh?
Exactly. I just thought, I guess it wasn't meant to be then, you know. So I put it to the side, never gave it another thought till a couple weeks later, my son, Jeremy, he was in grade four at the time, was studying for a social studies exam. And I said, you know, can Mom give you a hand? And so we sat down and they're studying Alberta history and Aboriginal peoples, fur trade, Mackenzie River, everything in Alberta. So I guess through that, you know, sparked somewhere in my subconscious, and I was able to complete the second verse in the bridge. And I just started to sing it around the house, and the kids started to sing it and hum it, and my husband was tapping his toe, and he said, I think you should enter. And the kids were all, come on, Mom, I think, you know, and I'm like, but I'm afraid, you know. And and so I took a brave pill one day, and I got my package together. I think the deadline was about 4 o'clock. I'm always just under the wire. And, you know, I took the envelope, and I basically kissed it goodbye, and I just completely let it go. And I get this call from the Minister of Community Development. And, well, I screamed in his ear, and I was just, I was so excited. And, I mean, the rest is history, as they say, but I was just so proud and thrilled and just incredibly blessed to have had this opportunity.
Would you mind taking us out with maybe the last bit of the song that you wrote?
Okay, just let me think about it for a sec. All right, I'm ready.
Culture diverse as it can be,
This is the land of opportunity, welcoming friends night and day. And that's the way I pray Alberta stays. Alberta is calling me. Home sweet home, it's where I'm proud to be. Alberta is calling me. Living right, I'm feeling free. In Alberta. Yeehaw!
Mary Kieftenveld of Rivière Kibar singing the official song to mark Alberta's centennial as a province of Canada. Just one of the many things to look forward to in 2005.